Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Keith Hinkle and Brett Henson from the City of Washington about the sidewalk repair program that's underway. The four-year program is beginning this year. A new program is underway here in the City of Washington regarding upgrading and fixing sidewalks. Can you explain what this four-year program is?
Well, it's going to be an annual inspection of one quarter of the town each year. We're looking for various trip hazards that are in the public right-of-way sidewalks, and then we're trying to be proactive instead of reactive in fixing those.
From a city standpoint, why is this being done?
Well, it's being done, like I said again, to be proactive instead of reactive. We're hoping to avoid problems, people tripping, people getting injured and things while using the public facilities and sidewalks.
And have there been problems?
There has been a couple issues where people have fallen and gotten hurt, yes.
So for homeowners, what do they need to do as far as the sidewalk repairs go?
The homeowners should have received a letter. We sent them out to the sidewalks that we identified as needing repairs. There's an explanation in there of what we looked for. There's a copy of their inspection report, and there's a follow-up sheet. We're asking that the homeowners send us that sheet back by July 9th, and that just indicates whether they're going to hire their own contractor or whether they want this to be a city bid project. In that case, we'll bid it out this fall. The work will be done in the spring. And then we will hire a contractor and then take off the adjustment amount that the city is going to cover and then bill the homeowner after the work is done.
And how does that funding work?
We have funding that we've dedicated in our budget for a number of years, and it's paid from the road use tax fund. And so we've set aside money over the years. So as Keith said, we've had a program that's been more or less a reimbursement program that people just come to us. We're coming to them now because we're not getting enough of the issues addressed, but we are still providing that city match. So in a lot of cases, that's going to cover about half the cost. We are providing that as part of this, and then also kind of as another affordability aspect, we do allow property owners to have it assessed against their property so they can pay it over time.
And I know the city council's talked about properties that are on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
So we increased our amount, the maximum amount. So the maximum amount that we will reimburse for a single frontage lot is $500. If you're a corner lot, it's up to $1,000 that we'll reimburse.
So it's just double because you have two sides?
Yeah, it is. It's based on a square footage price, but yeah, that the 1,000 would be the maximum.
So which part of the city is undergoing this first?
The northwest quadrant is what we've initially inspected and sent letters out for.
So then they'll be up again in 4 years?
In 4 years, yeah. This is the way it's planned now, this will be an ongoing project. So every 4 years, the sidewalks in that quadrant will be reinspected.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the nature of the freeze-thaw cycle, tree roots, et cetera, there'll continue to be problems. So, you know, hopefully as we keep going through the cycle, that'll be less and less. You know, this time around, we had, I think, around 170 notices, and we're hoping that number will be much, much lower next time around.
What kind of feedback are you getting from homeowners or from residents?
The feedback hasn't been too negative. I think most of the feedback that Steve and I are getting in the office are people just aren't quite understanding what the program's about and what their responsibility is versus the city responsibility. After we've explained to them when they come in, we've met some people on site, we've met several people in the office, we've taken several phone calls. It seems like it's pretty positive after they understand what the program's really about.
And again, this is for the sidewalk in the right-of-way, not those sidewalks that lead to the front door.
Correct.
And will this have any impact with driveways?
There is sidewalk through driveways. The only impact that would be different there is any sidewalk in the right-of-way that's driven over is required to be a little bit thicker. It's required to be 6 inches instead of 4 inches. And we're working with those property owners to make sure they understand that as well.
And as certain parts of the sidewalk are repaired or replaced, are they certain widths?
Well, we're matching existing because this is just a repair. Okay. So whatever the existing sidewalk is what we'll continue to match. New construction has some other things that take into account with that, but we don't anticipate anybody having to remove their entire sidewalk. So with this particular program, it'll just be to match existing that's already there. Taking X amount of panels out and replacing those panels.
So you won't have one ADA compliant panel and then one existing panel.
Correct. Not with this program, though.
In closing, if people have questions, who should they contact?
They can contact the Development Services Department at City Hall at 319-653-6584.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Brent Henson and Keith Hinkle from the City of Washington speaking about the sidewalk repair program. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.